This is Madhavi Kupi Reddy, MADHAVSP, SKAPP, already DDY dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. Date of service is December. Date of service is January 24, 2013. Patient name is Tarisha Thrash, THORESH. Date of birth is 6/24/1947. Next paragraph, primary care physician is Dr. Van Gelder. Address copy and paste as per request on December 13, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is follow. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Thrash in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she is ever present, 65-year-old African-American lady with past medical history significant for hypertension, comma hyperlipidemia, comma diabetes mellitus, comma asthma, and coronary artery disease, status post left heart cath done on January 9, 2013, with successful revascularization of proximal or CA with 3.0 × 15 mm resolute drug eluting stent, and also 3.0 × 18 mm resolute drug eluting stent in the same proximal RCA done for arterial dissection, and also patent stent 3.0 × 18 mm bare metal stent in ramus intermedius that was placed in November 2012, and history and full stop. And she also had history of peripheral vascular disease of Rutherford classification 3. Came for follow-up visit. Next paragraph, on today's visit, patient is complaining of bilateral life-limiting claudication, especially more prominent on the right side, and was not able to walk of not even a half block, secondary to the claudication and also to due to bilateral knee arthritis. And she denied any leg swelling, skin color change, leg swelling, skin color, skin discoloration and varicose veins in the lower extremities. She also denied any chest pain, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, palpitations, orthopnea, PND, and syncope, and says it being compliant with all her medications and regularly following a PCP. Next paragraph, past medical history, number 1 hypertension, number 2 hyperlipidemia, number 3 diabetes mellitus, next number asthma, next number coronary artery disease, status post multiple heart casts, recent one on January 9, 2013. Next number peripheral vascular disease Rutherford classification 3, number next number bilateral knee arthritis, next number hepatitis C. Next paragraph, past surgical history, multiple left heart casts done on November 21st, 2012 and January 9, 2013. Next paragraph, social history. Next paragraph, family history. Next paragraph, allergies. Copy all as per records on December 13, 2012. Next paragraph, current medications. Continue all as per records on December 13, 2012, except replace drug number 5, amlodipine 10 mg, which is stopped from today, and started on beta metoprolol 25 mg twice daily from today onwards. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 148/80, pulse is 80, weight 192 pounds, height 5 cm. Rest of the physical examination, copy the normal template for physical examination. Next paragraph, diagnostic test. Diagnostic test, number 1 EKG period done on January 24, 2013. Show normal sinus rhythm and rate with ventricular rate of 75 beats per minute and with left axis deviation. It also showed peaked T waves in lead 1, lead 2, lead 3, and poor R wave progression with T wave inversion in V1, V2, and V3. Next paragraph. Lower extremity arterial PVR period done on December 21st, 2012 showed segmental ABA of 0.94 on right side and 1.23 on the left side. Next paragraph.
8,
10.12, 11. Thoracic echocardiogram, period done on January 10, 2013, show normal left ventricular ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. Show normal ejection fraction of 55 to 60%, and trace tricuspid valve regurgitation with normal aortic valve and trivial pericardial effusion with no hemodynamic significance. Next paragraph. Left heart catheterization, period done on January 9, 2013. Showed proximal LAD with 20% stenosis, mid LAD with 60% stenosis, and distal LAD with mild luminal irregularities. Comma, first diagonal with minor luminal irregularities. Point number two, ostial circumflex, there was 80% stenosis. Point number three, proximal RCA with 90% stenosis, that was successfully revascularized. Comma, mid RCA and distal RCA with minor luminal irregularities. Next point, number three, right PDA with minor luminal irregularities. Next line. Successful revascularization of proximal RCA with 3.0 into 15 mm resolute drug eluting stent. And full stop. After stent deployment, we noted dissection in the proximal segment of the RCA, which was successfully covered with 3.0 into 18 mm resolute drug eluting stent across the lesion, extending up to the RCA ostium. Next paragraph. Arterial Doppler ultrasound of lower extremities, period done on January 18, 2013, showed monophasic waveforms in almost most of the arteries bilaterally, except for biphasic waveforms in left PTA and left ATA, and complete absence of flow in right SFA. First up, conclusion, arterial colored duplex evaluation of the right lower extremity reveals an occlusion in the mid superficial femoral artery. Point number two, monophasic waveform morphology suggests severe atherosclerotic disease bilaterally. Paragraph, stress test, dipyramidal stress test, period done on December 21st, 2012, showed large size, severe, unspecified, completely reversible defect consistent with the ischemia and the territory typical of the proximal to distal LAD and or left circumflex. Next paragraph. Renal vascular ultrasound study, period done on September 15, 2012. Next paragraph, aortoiliac Doppler ultrasound study, period done on August 27, 2012. Copy these as per request on December 13, 2012. Next paragraph, labs. Period as per January 11, 2013, showed sodium 140, potassium 3.7, chloride 105, bicarbonate 25, glucose 111, BUN 24, creatinine 1.4, total cholesterol 151, triglycerides 63, HDL 53, LDL 76, cholesterol to HDL ratio 2.8, hemoglobin 9.5, RBC 3.35, MCV 88.1, WBC 7.3, platelets 185. Next paragraph, DNA cardiopharmacogenomics, period done on December 13, 2012, showed cytochrome P2C19 assay with rapid metabolizer, comma, cytochrome P2C9 assay with normal metabolizer, comma, VKORC1 assay with intermediate warfarin sensitivity, comma, cytochrome P2D6 assay with normal metabolizer. First up, next paragraph. Paragraph, assessment and planning, problem number one. PVD, Rutherford classification 3 period. Patient was a chronic smoker for about 40 years and completely stopped now. And on today's visit, patient is complaining of bilateral severe lifestyle limiting claudication, more prominent on her right side. And her recent segmental ABI done this December 2012 showed abnormal segmental ABI on the right side of 0.94. And the recent arterial Doppler ultrasound done in January 2013 showed bilateral monophasic waveforms in almost all the arteries, and right lower extremity reveals an occlusion in the mid superficial femoral artery. And we recommended the patient for a peripheral angiogram study on the right lower extremity to check for the vascularization status on this March 6, 2013. Meanwhile, the patient is advised to continue the same medication regimen and control her risk factors, keep following with her primary care physician. Next paragraph, coronary artery disease status post stenting into 3 period. Patient is status post cardiac cath done on January 9, 2013 with successful revascularization of proximal RCA with 3.0 × 15 mm resolute drug eluting stent for the stenosis, and also had 3.0 × 18 mm resolute DES in the same proximal RCA territory done to cover for the arterial dissection extending up to the RCA ostium. So she also had cardiac cath in November 21st, 2012 with revascularization of ramus intermedius with 3.0 × 18 mm metal stent, and her repeat 2D echocardiogram done in done on January 10, 2013 showed normal ejection fraction of 55% to 60%. Today's visit, patient denied any cardiac complaints like chest pain, shortness of breath, orthopnea, or syncope. We advised the patient to continue the same medication regimen, including the Plavix, and keep control of her risk factors and follow up with PCP. And we'll reallocate her in the next visit, and we'll check for the coronary circulation with a repeat 2D echo in March 2010. Full stop. Next paragraph. Hypertension period. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 148/80. As per patient history, patient was recently replaced for metoprolol 25 mg BID instead of amlodipine 10 mg per oral DD QD. We advised her to continue the same medication regimen, including losartan with hydrochlorothiazide medications and adherence to low salt and low cholesterol diet, and regular follow-up with PCP. Next paragraph, hyperlipidemia period. Patient advised to continue the same medication regimen and regular follow-up with PCP for frequent monitoring of lipid panel and liver function tests. Next paragraph, diabetes mellitus period. On today's advised to continue regular follow-up with PCP with strict adherence to low salt and low cholesterol diet and diabetic diet with strict maintenance of HbA1c less than 6.5. Next paragraph. Asthma period. On today's visit, patient denied any shortness of breath or cough. We advised the patient to continue the same medication regimen and regular follow up with PCP on this regard. Next paragraph. Bilateral knee arthritis period. Patient is complaining of bilateral knee arthritis, and she is not able to walk more than half a block secondary to the arthritis, as well as severe bilateral peripheral vascular disease. We advise the patient to continue the same medication regimen and regular follow-up with PCP on this regard. Next paragraph.
Feeling.
Mild anemia period as per recent labs of the patient done on January 11, 2013. Patient's hemoglobin is 9.5 with MCV 88.1 and RBC 3.35. We advise the patient to take healthy diet intake and follow up with PCP to check for her to check to discuss the need for any fecal occult blood test and colonoscopy and to rule out the cause of anemia. Next paragraph, cardiopharmacogenomics period. DNA buccal swab was done on December 13, 2012. For results, see as per as per in the diagnostic test. First stop. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of Mr. Thrash. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see her back in 2 months or sooner necessary. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue follow up with PCP. Thank you sincerely, Madhu Kupredi, dictating for Dr. Mahirala. This is end of dictation.